Everyone, let's unite our hearts in prayer. Father, we come before Thee in this afternoon, having come together, calling upon Thee, O Lord, that Thy Spirit would do His work in this afternoon in preparation for our hearts, for the meditation of Thy Word. Lord, we call upon Thee that Thy presence would be with us, that Thou wouldst not leave us because our thoughts have wandered and our thoughts have taken us away from here, but Lord, bring us together, that in one mind and heart we would open Thy Word and see what Thou wilt have to say. So abide Thou with us in this afternoon, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. There was for this afternoon's reading and our meditation. Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 22, a desire to read verses 36 through 40. Evangelium da se pročita iz Evangelija po Mateju 22. glava, početak od 36. do 40. broj. Matthew 22:36 through 40. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Dear ones, Jesus was told that there were those who told him that we would follow thee. And his answer to them was not, oh yeah, come on, follow me. And he just simply told them, the birds have nests, the foxes have holes, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. I don't have a place to sleep tonight. But follow me. But this is what you can expect in following me. It's not about you. And lately I've been asking myself, and probably in the sermons have mentioned a lot about love, loving the Lord. And so we read these few verses here that we might read them, and there may not even come any conviction upon us in the sense that, wow, this is really, really deep. This is asking a lot from me. And yet that is exactly what it does. I think we can lull ourselves into a sleep, into a slumber, in our love for our Lord, and in our certifying of saying that I do love Him. But yet we find that Jesus, in the short times that He was upon this earth, 40 days after His resurrection, when He came across His disciples, He asked Peter, we would think that he would be talking about the fulfillment of many things. His time is short. He's going to depart. His time is short now, and he will unravel mysteries that they were seeking, and yet he spoke nothing of that. But he asked Simon a pointed question. He asked him, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? That's the only question he asked him. He didn't ask him, have you repented? How many times Have you repented? How many times have you prayed? What have you done? How do you know you've repented? How could you have done this to me? How could you have rejected me in the face of a woman and men that you told me earlier that you were going to, that you loved me more than any of these disciples? You told me your love was going to take you to death. So how am I supposed to believe you now that you love me? No, he just asked him, do you love me? Peter is no longer the confident Peter that he was earlier. Peter now sees his frailty and where his weakness was. And he responds, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. But our Lord is asking us, when we say we would follow him, his question to us is, do you love me? And his response to us is, you know, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests. The Son of Man has nothing. You're following me. I'm on my way to the cross. You're following me to the cross. Is this where you want to go? The sayings or the teachings of Jesus Christ in what he speaks here, what is the great commandment? The great commandment. He doesn't say, don't murder. He simply says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. How do we love him? When the Lord asks me, do you love me? What do I say to him? But you know what? We say, well, he's asking me that every day. He's asking me that in every one of my decisions I make. He's asking me in every one of my thoughts I make. He's asking me that all the time. Do you love me? Because let the testimony or the response, you know, we will say, yeah. Who here will say, no, I don't love the Lord? No one will. I know there's not one person, doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, you will say, I love the Lord. Because perhaps maybe we don't understand what love is. Because the love that the Lord is calling us to is one that sees him, that sees him with faith. So our eyes are the, or it is, or faith is the eye of through which we see him. And we see him clearly. We don't see him with these eyes. We don't see him with the eyes that we see one another with. We see him with faith. Faith, believing, seeing the promises that he has given us. Clearly, there's great clarity in that vision. It takes us to heights. It's what saves us, our faith. But the faith that we have now reveals to me who he is and reveals what he has done for me. That has to demand a response from me, one of love for him. And so faith and love and hope, those are sisters, those are brothers. If we fail in one, we will fail in all three. If we excel in one, we excel in all three. Faith, love, hope, the Christian graces. The things through which we depend on to take us through this life. Being found faithful in living a life in accordance to the promises or to the commandments of God and the promises that we have made unto him. So when Jesus is asking us, do you love me? You know, he said, Simon, son of Jonas, well, put your name in and your dad's name in there. And Jesus is asking us that. Do you love me? How do I answer him? Yes. Peter simply said, Thou knowest, Lord, that I love thee. You know my heart. You know, I can say with words what I said before, but my heart speaks, and you know my heart. And David actually says, Search my heart, O God. Know my ways. Reveal who I am unto me, because I can't see it. So reveal myself to me. Search my heart and know me so that I may be able to serve thee with a pure heart and with a pure love, a love that will take me to the cross. As we have read this morning, are we ready to go to the cross with our Lord? And we can say, well, one day, if that's asked of me, no. Today, does my love take me to the cross? My love for our Lord, where my faith, I see him, and my love is the heart of my soul. It gives me my life. I have no life without love. Because God is life and God is love, and without love I have no life. And if I love him, I have life. And so when I'm self-examining, as Jesus is examining me and causing me to look into my heart, and he asks me, Do you love me? I can say, Yes, I love you. But let my conscience answer me. Let my conscience answer, not me. Let my conscience answer. We say, because my conscience will bring up all of it. It will bring up a lot. Now, do I deaden my conscience by an explanation of things? An explanation of why I reacted and acted and did the things I did? Okay? Let my life answer. Lovest thou me? Let my life answer that. Not my words, not my lips. Let my life answer. What is my life? And not the life that we display here with one another. It's the life that David says, Search my heart, O God. Search my ways. Let that life give the answer, be the answer, and say, I know my life. You know your life. And so we ask ourselves, do I really love him? What is the evidence of it? And then we have to let God answer it. As Peter said, Thou knowest all things. Lord, you answer. Search my heart. You answer. Show me. And then my love will take me to the cross. My love will those things that are standing in the way of this great commandment, the first and great commandment, I will take them to the cross. To believe, dear ones, is to have a faith. A faith that does not stagger at anything, as in Romans Paul says, he said, he staggered not at the promise of God through what? Unbelief. So faith, without faith, without a clear vision of who God is, who the Lord is, we are staggering. Because unbelief then causes us to stagger. Well, when we think about what does staggering mean, in the Old Testament it talks of those who stagger, and it says, as a drunken man, And it doesn't even stop there. Because we know we've seen drunken men, or we've seen clips of drunken men, what they look like and how they stumble around. But he says, as one who staggereth as a drunken man in his own vomit. So not only is he staggering from under the influence of his alcohol, but he's vomiting and he's staggering and slipping and sliding. That's what unbelief is. That's what lack of faith is. And when we have that lack of faith, we will have a lack of love. We will have a lack of hope. So when we read John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That whosoever believeth takes us to the question that Jesus is asking us, lovest thou me? Where's the evidence of your love? Let your conscience, let your life, and let your God answer. Don't be so quick. Peter was very quick. Simon was very quick. He gave his answer. I love you more than all of these. And you know what? He didn't even doubt that one minute. You see what spiritual slumber can do to us? It could cause us to simply completely change our approach, our own testimony that we would have when we become deceived through the lies of who? Satan. So Jesus tells Peter, well, feed my sheep then. Feed my lambs. This is going to be the testimony of your love to me. Because it's going to be like the second commandment, which is just like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's little lambs out here. There's sheep out here. Feed them. Go. Give of yourself for them. Bring them. Bring them unto me. You are now my hands and my feet. You are the one that I have entrusted my gospel, that which brings salvation unto men. I've entrusted it in your hands, in your lips, in your heart. You now go and feed my sheep. You go and feed these little ones who need salvation, who are lost without me. Don't give them just say this sinner's prayer. Where did you find that? Where's that sinner's prayer? Jesus never said to anyone, just give a sinner's prayer and you will be saved. Who deceives this? Who brings this deceit out? Proclaimed men of God. Who we could easily turn to and say, well, they're men of God. They preach Jesus. Peter doesn't say, Lord, you know my faith. You know my love. I stepped out on the water for you. I believed in you. No, he became grieved. On the third time, he actually was grieved. It doesn't mean that he was angry. Angry is a whole different thing. Being grieved in his spirit. He knows where he has failed. And he always gave the same answer. He always gave the same answer. When he responded to the probing questions, thou knowest that I love thee, was the first response. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, was the second. Peter was grieved the third time at the question, lovest thou me? And he said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. He says, don't let me be the one who would testify to that. You know my heart. Let my heart answer. Dear ones, This is an extremely probing verses that we have read. Probably more so than anything we could read. Well, it is. Jesus said it's the great commandment. What does coming together mean to us? A brother this morning said that we have assembled, that he assembled and he came together with an excitement of reading and hearing the Word of God. Well, that immediately, if I would think about myself, I would immediately never come up here to speak, because there's nothing that I could say that could quench an excitement for one who is thirsty and hungry for the Word of God. So the Word itself is all we have, and that's what we bring forth. And let the hunger and the thirst for the Word, as it comes forth, quench our thirsty souls. We sing the song, "As the heart for water panteth, so my soul, Lord, thirsts for thee." He is to be found in the Word, in the Scripture. That we would study Him, know Him, and be able to then say, as Peter said, "Lord, Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love Thee. My life is showing You. My conscience is showing. Lord, You are my witness. You are answering that I love You." You know, we can ask one another, "Do you love me?" And we can see the evidences. One who knows that he is loved doesn't need to ask. And so, as we go through our day, we're going to fall. We're going to fail. We're going to fail in how we talk, how we joke. Say, "Well, what are you bringing up stuff like that for?" Well, the Word tells us that we will give an answer for every idle word. What does that mean, to give an answer for every idle word? Jesus says that hell is a place where their worm dieth not. What is their worm? Is it our conscience? Is it our memories of the things that we have done in our life that we will be given an answer for? Every idle word we will give an answer for. In hell, we will remember the man who slapped Jesus on the face, who spit on him. He will have very clear memory of what he had done as he is tormented in hell. He will have very clear memory of those things. Dear ones, why would we bury our conscience today and forget how we are acting in our daily life, walking as if we serve Him and we are far from Him? Our love for Him is gone. Our lips will testify to it. And so He comes. And there are those who have a little faith. That little faith needs to be bolstered, needs to be brought up. We're in shallow water. We're ready. Our ship of faith is actually skimming over the rocks. We need to get that bolstered up. We need to get the faith that would increase, that would bring my love into full submission unto Him, where His first and great commandment means everything to me, and my love for Him is so complete and pure that I would never do anything to sadden you or to hurt you or to steal from you or to take advantage of you or to belittle you, or to show myself better than you or greater in my possessions and the things that I will flaunt myself to you with. How dare I? Who am I? Well, Jesus doesn't cast us aside. He doesn't say, "Forget you now." He simply asks us, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" Let your conscience, let your life, and let your God answer. Judas will remember the kiss he gave. He'll remember the kiss for an eternity. What will we remember if we don't love Him today? What will we remember in eternity? Judas will remember the kiss. He will remember his love for his money. He will remember that for eternity as he lies in torment over and over. Who was it? Just Friday we had a Bible study. Brother brought about was talking about time, and he compared any amount of years that you can name, any kind of number, compared to eternity, it's a little speck. And an eternity of remembering over and over, where the worm dieth not, over and over, coming to your mind, what you have done to bring yourself there, and what you have turned and rejected. And so now, we can ask ourselves today, what is it that is robbing me of the love that Jesus is pointedly asking me? Do you, fill in the blank, son of, do you love me? What is it that I will remember in eternity? Those of you, my dear ones, who have never even ventured into faith, what is it that is keeping your heart from coming to him? What is it? You will remember those things for an eternity. The first and the great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets. Everything that was ever spoken to any prophet, to Moses, everything that was ever spoken, none of it is of any avail unless we love him. Everything hangs on that. Because we can go through the motions, as Corinthians, 1 Corinthians tells us. We can go through the motions of the evidence. What, you know, do I love the Lord? What am I going to point to? Well, yeah, I gave a tenth of my possessions, a tenth of my earnings this year. So I'm going to show the Lord what I have done. Look what I did. This is what I did. This is what is the evidence of my love. No, because when we come to him, and when he tells me, you have been a faithful servant, you have fed me. When did I see you hungry, Lord? See, love doesn't keep track. Love doesn't keep score. If someone that loves us, and we know they love us, they tell us, well, I did. Remember what I did for you? That's not love. Remember when I sacrificed this for you? That's not love. Because you're keeping track. You're keeping score. And now you want something in return and so on. No, what faith does, it clearly shows us a love that our Lord had for us. It is the window through which we see clearly the Lord Jesus and his love for us. And that prompts me to love him in return. And in my love of him in return, I say, Lord, I will follow you. And he reminds me, when you follow me, it's not about you. It's about my lambs. It's about my sheep. That's what this life is about. Bring those who don't have the faith, who don't have the love for me that you have as a faithful servant and steward. Bring them now also, because the love that you have for me, you will love the others also. And in doing so, dear ones, our God will answer. Our conscience will answer. Our life will answer. Indeed, thou knowest, Lord, that I love thee. May that be, my dear ones, what our answer to our Lord will be. And don't say, when will he ask me this? He asks us today. He asks us every day. He is such a loving and merciful Lord that he doesn't cast us aside, but he asks us. He causes us to self-examine ourselves in the light of his love, in the light of his sacrifice that he has made for us, to ask us pointedly, lovest thou me? Amen.
What is the test? How do we test ourselves that we love God? Well, John writes in his epistle, and he says, "This we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So it boils down to this: obedience to his word, keeping his commandments. This gives us the victory to overcome, and it is our faith. Amen. Amen.